Good morning. What a delight it is to be here with you on this day and to celebrate this marvelous occasion. I am so looking forward to celebrating my 151st birthday. And my mother lived to 105, so that, you know, with all of this technology, who knows if I take the right medicine, right, and get the right injections, what might prolong my life. I am humbled by the invitation from my friend, Pastor Robertson, and glad to be here among you. He is highly regarded, as you know, in our community. And you made a great God-led decision, in my view, although I am somewhat biased about that. And to First Lady Robertson, my friend also, I've known them over the years, and it's good to see her here with her wonderful smile that she always greets me with and a hug. So thank you for that as well. Let me also say to Brother and Sister Davis, the steering committee chairs, to all of those who have held up their arms in planning for this auspicious occasion, the steering committee and all other whose names appear on the program that I have looked over. Let me also thank my friend, I don't see her often, Dr. Bryant, Aben, for her presence here as well. I was wondering where that handbell choir, music group was going to be, because I look forward to them and was blessed by them along with all of the other music ministry. Sister Wilhite was a dear friend of mine, and I was not aware that you had honored her by naming that after her. Indeed, well deserved, and I'm sure the family appreciates that as well. To all of the officers and members of this great church, it's good to see you. All of the guests who are here, there are so many friends that I have who are part of your congregation, and it's good to see those who are here. It's always good to see our Methodist friend, Reverend Sylvester Chase. Amen. And I don't know how Sister Dolores Duffy found out I was going to be here this morning, but I'm looking out and I see her white hair of hers, and she came over, so she's here. Good to see you, Sister Duffy. As well, there may be others. I'm trying to look out and about to see if I'm missing any of David Chapel members. I hope you're there. Make sure you take your tithes by. You can give Ebenezer an offering, but give us your tithes. Amen. I am so humbled by having my wife here with me. Janet Laverne Morris Parker, stand up, Janet Laverne. See, she's doing like she does at home. She pays no attention to what I said. This August, she would have been knitted to my soul for 50 years. Amen. I decided during my time in Georgia that I would pick a Georgia peach. And transported that peach from Georgia to Texas. And so we have been together we've been together longer than 50 years, but we will celebrate holy matrimony in August. So I'm grateful for that. And many of you know her as well, and she's a number of your friends. I know there's some AKAs here. I thought I'd get some brownie points by calling that sorority, a.k.a. glad you're all here as well. I regret that I was not able to be here for what I know was a magnificent investiture of Dr. Robertson. That happened to be our Pastoral Family Appreciation Sunday. And so we were not able to be here. My son-in-law was preaching, and my wife had prepared us to do some things after service. So I reached out to your pastor to let him know I would not be able to be here. And I guess he has forgiven me since he invited me to come today and to be with you. I have an assignment that I have been given, and I want to lift up Jesus' words in your focal passage out of Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. And let me read those in the New International Version of the Scriptures. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built the house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Thank you, ushers. You may be seated. This morning I want to use as a title, Thus Far and Further Still.
Amen, amen.
Thus far and further still. 151 years. Let that number settle for a moment. I have been in Austin now some 46 years, long enough to know that 151 years don't happen by accident. Churches close, congregations scatter, and names are forgotten. In fact, the Texas soil holds the dust of ministries that began with fire and ended in silence. But you, Ebenezer Third Baptist Church, are still here. And it is fitting that we celebrate this milestone within the context of Black History Month, because Ebenezer is Black history. Not the kind that we might find in textbooks, but the kind that is written in faith, in sacrifice, in a people who built when they were told they had no right to. And Ebenezer, you have given me something. The late Dr. Marvin C. Griffin stood in this pulpit for 42 years. He served as one of my mentors. He sat on my ordination council. He advised me in the beginning years of my pastorate. He poured into my life at David Chapel, and what I carry into this ministry in part is because of him. By the grace of God and the kindness of my dear brother, Dr. Nathan Robertson Jr., I stand in the pulpit where my mentor stood and I do not take this lightly. In 1875, 18 people gathered in Mrs. Eliza Hawkins' home, 1104 East 10th Street. And Mrs. Henrietta Willis gave this church a name with meaning. Ebenezer, Stone of Help. From 1 Samuel 7, where the prophet Samuel declared, "Thus far the Lord has helped us." They gathered on a hill where the Robertson family had once held African Americans in bondage. Robertson Hill, a land that was part of the French legation. But the formerly enslaved claimed it all at this intersection. The seeds of the first black public education took root. The Robertson Hill School, one of the first African American schools here in the city. And on this soil that once held chains, they planted a church and named it Stone of Help. That is not irony. That's gospel. And that name was a testimony then. It is a testimony now. But thus far was never intended to mean a conclusion. It always implied continuation. Something else will come after the thus far. More faithfulness, more ministry, more to come. And this is what the Lord addresses in this parable in Matthew 7 of the two builders. You know it well, even though I read it a moment ago, but it is familiar territory that, because we may have read it over and over again, can lull us to sleep. But there are some surprises in this text that speak directly, in my opinion, to Ebenezer Third Baptist today.
All right.
And here is where the name meets God's word. Notice, Samuel raised a stone and named it Ebenezer. Jesus told a story about building on a rock.
Yes.
Ebenezer, your name and this text are speaking today to each other.
All right.
The stone of remembrance becomes the rock of foundation. And so I say to you, build your future by hearing your story again. This is a message of memory. Look at verse 24 with me. Jesus says, "Everybody who hears the words, my words," and now he, after that, concludes the parable about two builders, one who builds on sand, one who builds on the rock. And here is where it's easy to miss. Both of them are described in the same way. The one building on the rock, the one building on the sand. They are referred to as those who hear the words of God.
Yes.
One is wise who hears. The other is a fool who hears. Both fool and wise had access to the same word. But the difference was not in what they heard. The difference is in what they did with what they heard. Every Ebenezer member today, you face the same decision that your founders faced. Will you merely hear the word? Or will you build? 10 years out of slavery. Those 18 founders heard that the Christ who sets captives free had set them free. A gospel that is so powerful that it made them build when the world told them they had no right to. That's what brought them to Mrs. Hawkins' living room. Not ambition, but a word from the Lord that kept them from sitting down. They could not hold their peace. It was just like fire shut up in their bones. You have a story worth hearing again. And it all begins with those 18 founders. Just like the church today, most of whom were women.
Yeah.
Let that settle. Who gathered with little more than faith and a vision.
Yeah.
And it moved from a frame structure to brick to a stucco building, to this Gothic sanctuary where we sit. That bell tower, the bell in that tower, has called the faithful to come to the Lord over a century. Your story includes Virgie Carrington DeWitty, who directed the choir here for over 50 years. Who led the bright and early choir on Texas radio in 1938, the first black choir to broadcast commercially across the state. They sang when the culture demanded them to be silent. But it was just like fire. Shut up in their bones, they could not hold it. I would dare say that they were named bright and early because they got up early in the morning and would sing the songs of Zion, Ebenezer, Third Baptist. This is the story that you carry, but carrying it is really not enough. Ebenezer, you must also heed your call. This is the work of mission. Remember, your story is the word of memory. And this is about mission. The wise builder heard the Lord's words and put them into practice. He built on obedience. And before the storm, you could not tell the difference. Same street, same design, both houses seemed to be stable. And the storm came to both of them. The wise builder was not spared. The same wind that destroyed the fool's house beat against his house. Obedience, being obedient, did not provide a bypass around the suffering. It provided an anchor through the suffering.
All right.
And that anchor has a name. It is not tradition. That name is Christ.
Right.
And when we build on the rock, like I read in your litany, when we build on the rock, we build on the one who conquered death and holds the future.
Yes, yes.
He does not ask you to endure what he has not already conquered.
Yes, yes.
Ebenezer, Third Baptist, you know storms. Mm. A black church in Texas, organized 10 years after emancipation, has never known calm seas. Mm. That's what your nickname says. Reconstruction, Jim Crow, the Depression, world wars, gentrification in East Austin, and now Trump-a-thon. The storms came to Ebenezer, and Ebenezer did not fall. And you are not going to fall. And for 46 years, I've watched you. And that's your testimony. But testimony becomes tradition if it's not renewed by obedience. You cannot inherit a foundation only the opportunity to build one.
All right.
Your forebears did not build for themselves alone. They fed the elderly. They broadcast the gospel. They partner for economic development when others passed East Austin by. Did not Ebenezer, over the years, knock on the doors of shut-ins on Comal Street with a plate in one hand and a prayer on their lips? That same spirit that was there, that same spirit is asking you this question today. Who will knock on the door of the young family in the new apartments on San Marco Street?
All right.
With an invitation in one hand and lips of prayer on the other.
All right.
The East Austin that your founders knew has changed. Families who once walked to this structure have been priced out. New faces pass the building every day who've never heard that bell toll. The mission has not shrunk. It has just shifted. The church that opened its doors when East Austin was overlooked must keep them all open now while East Austin is being remade.
All right.
Let the stranger at your door be met the way Mrs. Hawkins met those 18 founders, with room enough and faith enough to begin something new.
Yes, yes.
Ebenezer, this is your call.
Yes.
Not yesterday, but today.
Yes, yes.
And therefore, you need to be sure that you keep handing down your faith.
Yes.
Where does this lead? To the theme that your church has claimed this year. Standing on a firm foundation and building for the future. Look at how verse 25 of Matthew 7 reads. It did not fall. But standing is not the finish line.
All right.
It is the foundation for what comes next. The parable, here's a surprise, does not conclude with the builder, but with the building.
All right.
The legacy that outlasts the one who made it.
Yes, yes.
18 founders gathered in 1875. They're gone now. But what they built remains because they did not build for themselves. They built for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Now I must ask you this question. For whom are you building?
All right, all right.
Picture this sanctuary in 2075.
All right.
200 years away. The pews are filled. Some faces familiar, others are new. Drawn by the witness of a church that refused to die.
Right, right.
A preacher stands in this pulpit and says, let me tell you about the generation in 2026.
Right, right.
They were faithful.
Yes.
They heard the word of God.
Yes.
And they built. They sacrificed so we in 2075 could gather.
Yes.
They prayed so we could praise like you said in your song.
Yes.
They held on so we could be here. That's what you're building toward. A testimony that has not yet been spoken.
Yes.
A celebration that has not yet happened.
Yes.
A congregation yet to be born. But watching even now to see what you will do. You will certainly be by then among that cloud of witnesses looking down on that congregation in 2075 and urging them to go forward because you see that you have handed to them your faith, your tradition, who you are.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I stand before you as evidence of how the handoff works. What Dr. Griffin planted in this pulpit has borne fruit he has never seen. Dr. Robertson, my dear friend, carries the mantle, not a museum, but a mission. The same God who empowered those before him is empowering him right now. So Ebenezer Third Baptist, build alongside him. Support his hands, trust his leadership, and the handout continues through you. Well, I have testified to what I have seen.
All right.
A church that survived and thrived through circumstances that should have destroyed it. But it didn't. Because Ebenezer Third Baptist, God wasn't finished yet. A people the world overlooked, who built anyway. A house that has been battered for 151 years did not fall.
Yeah.
I have seen Ebenezer stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I know why.
Mm.
Not because the storms were gentle. They were not.
They were not.
Your litany, Deacon Robertson, led us in a litany that talked about your storms that you faced. Many may have been known by some of us, but most had not been because some of them were internal to the church.
Yes, yes.
It wasn't because the people had arrived, because the people are still on their way to Ebenezer Third Baptist, the stone of help.
Yes, yes.
And because this is why you didn't fall. Because generation after generation heard the Lord's words, heeded the Lord's call, and handed down a faith that was built on the rock.
Yeah, yeah.
And this rock is not a memory.
Yeah.
The rock is the risen and reigning Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This rock is Jesus. It's the only one. This rock is Jesus. Ebenezer Third Baptist, be very sure, that your anchor holds and grips a solid rock. This rock, I tell you, has not moved. The rock has not moved. The foundation has really not shifted. And the God who brought you from a mighty long ways still wants to carry you right down. These years, 151 years, you have remembered. These 151 years, you have been called. Now build. Keep the legacy going. For further still, thus far, through slavery's long shadow, further still. Thus far, through Jim Crow's bitter right, further still. Thus far, through a pandemic that shut down and emptied these pews and pews of other churches, further still. The God who raised Jesus, that died, is the same God that wants you to come on further still. He wants you to move from that living room, from this Gothic sanctuary, and keep going further still. And because Jesus conquered the grave, he can carry Ebenezer into the future further still. So rise, Ebenezer. Rise. Rise and build for those children you will never meet. Rise and build for a generation who will call your names blessed. Rise and become the stone of help because it is still standing. Rise because the Lord has kept you from a mighty long way. Can I say it this way? If it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be? Ebenezer, y'all better rise, because we need y'all to rise.
Amen. Rise. Man, I feel like going out, boy. Let's go. Amen. We do thank God for that word coming from Pastor Parker, but we would be remiss if we didn't extend the invitation to someone who does not have a personal relationship with the Lord. And so we want to invite you now, if you do not have a personal relationship, we're going to ask the deacons to come and the greeters, if they will come. You can come right now to accept Jesus. If you have a personal relationship but don't have a church home, we invite you to Ebenezer, Third Baptist Church. It's a wonderful place to go to heaven from, where you can work out your own soul salvation. And so we invite you to come for membership. And if you're new to the city and you have a church home, we invite you under our watch care program. We will watch over your soul and bless you. At this time, as the music plays, it's your time to come. Will you come? It was ours to extend. It was yours to accept. May God bless you and keep you.